Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
504 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. We got our pal Mike Dickinson coming up in about half an hour. Looking forward to chatting with Mike, kind of analyze and figure out some of the things that went wrong for certain people a week or so ago. We'll chat about that and a couple of other things that are out there that Mike is covering as we speak. I've got a quick reminder for you. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 9, you are in for a very special treat. I will be there. No, I really will. Because we're trying to make sure that Jeremy only has to work a couple of hours each day as opposed to, what are you doing now, like 27 hours a day or something like that, Jerem? I mean, come on now, it's crazy stuff. Also, the big John Cena news that we are going to address. Mike Dickinson is our big-time WWE correspondent, so he's going to address all of that, plus what the hell happened in the election. If you're a Republican person going, did we run? Did we forget when we were supposed to? I don't know. But he'll chat a little bit about that. So tomorrow morning, 6 until 9, so that Jeremy is not working 27 and a half hours each and every day, I'm going to be covering the morning show. Not anything new. Look, I did mornings for years, which is precisely why I don't do mornings anymore, in all candor. And I did them for, how do I say this in a nice way, Jeremy? I don't know if I can. I did them for big money. And even for big money, I'm not interested in going back to doing mornings. So anyway, just doing them for a couple of days, helping out here, because I'm a team player. I'm a good guy. Right? Did you get that memo, Jeremy? I'm a good guy? No, you didn't get it. I didn't get it either. But anyway, so tomorrow morning, please make sure you're going to be here so poor Jeremy can get some rest and have a semblance of a life for a couple of days. Okay, so we've got some audio that I would love to let you hear, some important stuff that is going on. Oh, there's a first. Wait a minute, before I get to that, there's the first sort of, kind of, not really, but pseudo thing from Abigail Spamberger that is kind of a policy issue, if you will. It's about UVA. And what should or should not happen at UVA? Of course, she's on the side of, hey, the federal government is asking too much when they say of UVA, you shouldn't be supporting the Hamas folks, and you shouldn't be allowing dudes to compete against dudettes. So Abigail Spanberger at the moment is apparently all bent out of shape on that, and that's going to be one of her big things. John Fetterman got yelled at by the yakking yentas of The View. I want you to take a listen to some of that, please. Cut number two.
Well, Senator, Bernie Sanders said the vote was a horrific mistake. Governor Gavin Newsom called it pathetic and a surrender. Poll after poll found more Americans on both sides of the aisle blaming Republicans. Even Marjorie Taylor Greene blamed the GOP. As you mentioned, Democrats had big wins last week, so you had momentum. Why give in now? Why bring a butter knife to a gunfight? Are you willing to gamble that the GOP will negotiate on health care in good faith once the government reopens? Because if that gamble is wrong, 500,000 Pennsylvanians that you represent, their health care costs will skyrocket if you are wrong. And I believe you are wrong.
Well, first of all, you know, MTG is quite literally the last person in America that I'm going to take advice or to get their kinds of my leadership and values from. And now if Democrats are celebrating crazy pants like that, then that's on them. And now I don't need a lecture from whether it's Bernie or the governor in California, because they are representing very deep blue kinds of populations. And a lot of those things were part of the extreme. And now remember, what really needs to win, the big win, is involving my state and other states and those things. And why have we arrived here after the election a year ago? We got to forget some of the things that cost us that election, or now for me, it's like, that's why I'm trying to remind people that kinds of the extremism, we can't return to those kind of a things and realize we need to find a way forward. And I would like to, rather than cite MTG, I'm going to cite one of the new governor-elects saying that my election is not a green light to continue the shutdown, because I promise you, this isn't a political game. It is viewed by that by many of us, but the reality is 42 million Americans now not sure where their next meal is going to come from, and because we vote like that, or people that haven't been paid for 5 weeks now, and that kinds of chaos. Those workers have to borrow more than $500 million, you know, from their credit union just to pay their bills now. So for me, we're in the middle of this.
Senator, I got to ask you to hold up a second because we have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, well, we're not taking a break. In fact, I got another little dose of a whoopsie Goldberg. I mean, these people really are crazy. And I hate to say that because it sounds like I'm being mean and nasty, and when really all I'm doing is reporting on the situation. They're nuts. They're just absolutely bat crap crazy. And that, by the way, is a technical medical diagnosis. I know. Because I play I don't play anything on the radio. It's just me. But seriously, they're nuts. They're nuts. So let's do cut number three. That's Whoopsie Goldberg.
But our commitment is unwavering to our vets.
Yes.
We know that you are all. We don't always treat you as well as we should. We don't always take care of you the way that we should. But we are committing to trying to do a better job now. We're trying to do a better job. You hear me, Pete Hegseth?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
And by the way, that includes the women, that includes the LGBTQ, that includes all
anyone.
The African-Americans, the Latinos who have served and are feeling.
Because if you don't know the history of our armed forces, you don't know what it did to people who fought for this country, who couldn't vote in this country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. What does that have to do with Pete Hegseth? I am being brutally honest here. What does that have to do with Pete Hegseth? Pete Hegseth is a veteran and a war hero who is doing everything possible to make sure that the Department of War and all of the folks who function in that Department of War are up to snuff, up to speed, up to standard, and getting the proper amount of support and compensation and all the rest of that. You tell me, what exactly is he doing wrong there, Whoopsie? And upon what do you base that assertion? Is it your long-standing distinguished military career? You retired as what, a four-clown general, or was it an admiral? Or was it an admiral general? I mean, really, I don't know what your background is to say those things. And you can, I mean, the part that's writ large, hey, we support our veterans and we don't always do enough for them. Yeah, I think everybody agrees with that. But when you're knocking Pete Hegseth, I'd just like a detail. Yeah, one, just one. It doesn't even have to be a full detail. Just a part of a detail that, all right, not even a full part, not even a part. All right, it's something that sat next to part of a detail on a shelf somewhere I would be willing to accept as evidence in this matter. Let me know when that shows up. How about cut number four, ABC pseudo news, still apparently very upset that folks have voted to reopen the government.
Tonight, with this shutdown ongoing, members of the House have been told to return to Washington tomorrow after 53 days in recess. Those members of Congress did get paid during this shutdown. The key vote now tomorrow on what the Senate has passed. Tonight, some Democrats furious about those eight Democratic senators who gave in with no deal on extending subsidies to keep health insurance premiums from skyrocketing for millions. Tonight, here the heated town hall, some Americans asking what was this shutdown for if there was no movement on tackling health care. Here's Rachel Scott.
What are they upset about? That they look like idiots? Well, I didn't do that to you. That they acted and behaved like fools? Well, that was your choice, gang. You know exactly what the offer was to make sure that things went along. That's all you got. You're getting exactly the same, quote, clean continuing resolution that was voted on before. With the agreement that at some point you'll talk about these Obamacare subsidies. That was always there. You gained absolutely nothing. You cost federal workers 5 weeks worth of pay. Now they're going to get it back, I know, but that's not the point. John Fetterman was right there. People who went without a paycheck for 5 weeks were borrowing money from the credit union, borrowing it from themselves, hopefully, because they can pay themselves back easily. But if they were making an out-and-out loan agreement, now they've got interest that they have to deal with, and that's on your hands. And you got nothing for it. Nothing. So shame on you. Absolutely shame on you. Hey, Germ, do we have time here for our Millard Centennial Minute? All right, well, let's hear it then.
Mm-hmm.
And now a News Radio WRVA Centennial Minute celebrating 100 years as the voice of Virginia.
And why did you start saying that at 6:45?
Well, for some, I just figured that a lot of people got up at 6:45 and started their three-minute eggs.
Is that right?
One morning, I say I was late by a minute, and there were more two-minute eggs in Richmond than the law allowed.
Are they duck eggs or...
No duck. Shh. Or him. Where is he this morning?
Did somebody say something?
That was, it was Tim, not me, so help me, Millard. It was Tim. Good morning, Millard.
He went down to school. It's on the 30th.
30th?
40th.
40th. Millard, it's been, I want you to know, it's been 12 wonderful years.
Has it been that long?
Yep.
Have we had a duck for that long around?
It sure has. It seems like 100.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.